Okay, let's go to Bali next year.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, I'm not
Are we actually going to? Because I will save for it if we are.
Yeah, I'll save for it.
Okay, cool. Should we do mushroom acai bowls?
What does that mean?
You know acai bowls?
Yeah.
Sometimes they put doses of mushrooms in
like
them.
Like magic mushrooms.
Trip, yeah, so people trip while they're on the beach.
Let me come back to you on that.
Okay.
I'll decide how I'm feeling.
Okay, I would really love to.
Okay.
So maybe if I will, you can look after me. And then if you want to, you can do it.
Trip
and then
with you.
Oh my God, trip together?
I think that's what people do, isn't it?
Is it? I don't
Should
know.
We ask our friends who take drugs?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the standard thing is to trip together.
I've heard you shouldn't trip with other people because it fucks up your trip a bit.
Let's ask some cool people.
Okay.
Who would know?
Would
Helen know?
Yeah, Helen probably know.
Claire Diven might know as well. Okay, well, I'll say advice. Okay, you're listening to...
Hey, it's your turn. It's episode 50 now, to be fair.
You're listening to Just a Drug Girl podcast. Okay, hang on.
Just a druggy podcast.
You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, the podcast where we discuss everything and anything intersectional, feminist and music related.
Music industry
related. I'm just... You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything, music industry and...
intersectional feminism. Wait, I did it the other way around.
You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, where we... You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, the podcast where we discuss everything and anything, intersectional feminism and music industry related... I think it's music industry and intersectional feminism related.
Yeah, but I did it the other way around in the in.
Okay, episode. Well, you're fucking here. Strap your ears on and listen up.
And also, they've heard it 49 fucking times
well,
already.
Well, 58
so...
now. I'm Katie. 50. I know, I meant how many times I tried to do the intro.
Yeah, true. And I'm Natalie.
And this is episode 50.
We made it to 50. Anniversary.
Finally.
After 2 years.
This is a bit of a special episode for our 50th, because today we're talking about our biggest icks.
For me, they're also incredibly specific. However, I also think people will find them icky too.
Okay, I'm
excited.
They're
just very niche.
I think mine are less specific.
Okay.
Probably more offensive in that case, though, because they might apply to more people. Oh.
Let's do a one-by-one sitch.
Okay, I would like to react to yours.
Oh, mine first?
Oh, no, as in, like, yeah, let's do one-by-one, but I want to react to them.
Oh, yeah.
That is how a podcast tends to work, if anyone didn't know. Just read the list and go. Take 20 minutes, if that. 20 seconds.
Okay, do you want to go first or shall I go first?
You go first.
Okay. Okay, here's mine. And I've told you this many times before. But my first ick is people who think being in the top 0.5% of listeners for an artist on Spotify is a flex. 0.5.
It goes up to 0.001.
It goes up to 0.0005%. That's the smallest I've seen. And that was my brother listening to Beyonce this year.
So everyone else better shut up.
He is honestly the biggest Beyonce fan I've... Well, this year, I think he is the biggest Beyonce fan. But it just... I just think they don't understand how statistics work.
Yeah,
if they think
I agree.
0.5. Of all the listeners in the entire fucking world...
Yeah.
Of course you're in the top 0.5%.
Some people will just listen to one song and that's their year. And there'll be a lot... Like, my mum will listen to, like, the 1975, maybe, like... 3 times and on Spotify.
Yeah.
She'll be in the percentage somewhere.
Yeah.
It is tricky though, isn't it? Because I love Spotify Wrapped Day.
Oh my God.
Because
yeah.
I get so many good recommendations. So the person who I always look out for might surprise you, Aisha.
Oh my God, same.
She's got great music taste. So I'm always like, right, who's she been listening to? And
every time,
I'm going to listen.
Every time she puts up a stories and it's like, listen, I always click verse. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Exactly. She's one of the few though.
Yeah.
You're on that list.
Oh, thank you.
Lo-Fi Live is on that list.
Because oh, really?
We've got our music is either very similar or very different.
Mm.
So when we meet in the middle, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
She smashed it.
I'm trying to think who's that for me. Sorry to interrupt you. I should definitely...
Claire Diven for you.
No, she doesn't give me enough recommendations. Yeah.
Cow.
Did you say cow?
Cow.
So out there. Who else?
Lucinda?
No, too metalcore. And it was a phase. I'm growing out of metalcore.
I feel like if Claire gave you more recommendations, she'd be.
She has given me quite a few in the past. Yeah. Anyway.
I told her to listen to Michelle.
Oh my god, did she enjoy?
She didn't listen.
No, nah, never mind.
God, two gendered insults in the space of two minutes.
Oh my good god, Katie. This is not a misogynistic podcast.
It is now. Ooh, bitch.
Oh
no,
my
joking.
God.
just a boy.
Just so, yeah, two white
like,
boys.
You know, yes. Spotify Wrapped Day, like, I hate people that are like, I don't want to see it, don't share it, blah, blah, because I love seeing it.
Oh, same.
And when some people don't share it, I'm like, share it, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But Lucinda didn't share hers, and I was like, I must Lucinda. See.
Maybe she was embarrassed.
I think she was embarrassed. She did tweet about it.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, but then also, the way some people share it is so annoying. So
oh my God,
I'm like, why are you sharing it? So there was some people who... Like they, like you said, don't really understand how statistics work. So they'll listen to, it will be like, you've listened to 3,000 minutes of music this year. And then their top artists, they'll be like surprised by it. And they're like, I only listened to them for one day. And I'm like, yeah, out of 3,000 minutes, one day of listening to someone is a fucking lot. They're going to be in your top artists.
So true. Also, people don't realise that it doesn't count. Like, because I think people are often skewed by what they were last listening to.
Yeah, they don't realise it cuts off in year. Oct.
But yeah, exactly. Of course, like, you're going to forget about what you were binging in January, you know? God. People.
I know. I'm often surprised by mine because I am a serial binger. If I find a song I like, that's on repeat.
Waterfall by Disclosure,
that was only
example.
Number two in mine.
What the fuck was your number one?
I Hope You're Happy by Games We Play.
Oh, yeah.
The TikTok song.
Yeah, yeah.
I could not stop listening to that. That was bloody great. So yeah, agree, but also acknowledge that it's problematic for us to slightly, not gatekeep, but to be annoyed by people's figures.
I'm not annoyed by people's figures. I'm annoyed by people not understanding their figures.
Agree.
Okay, what's yours?
When people say they've been shadow banned, but people just haven't liked their posts.
Yes!
No one's ever been shadow banned in the world. Your post just wasn't very good.
Oh my god, thank you, Katie.
I hate it so much. And then they put it on their story, like, can everyone like this? I've been shadow banned. I'm like, you haven't been shadow banned.
No, the algorithm has changed.
It's
You're
changed.
Just not that interesting. It's okay.
I'm like, everyone does it. If I put a picture up and that doesn't get many likes, I'll send it to you and be like, can you like this, please?
And then I'll send it to my siblings and I'm like, can you like Katie's post, please?
Or I'll send it and be like, shall I delete this? Is it crap? That's also fine.
Yeah.
Like, just admit that not everyone likes your picture. You don't have to be like, I've been shadow banned. It's so cringy.
Because you're drawing attention to the fact that no one liked it.
And you're drawing attention to the fact that you care that no one's liked it. That's worse.
Oh my god. Actually, on a really similar note, mine is people that hide the number of likes on Instagram. Oh my god, literally no one. We're at the stage in life now where no one gives a shit how many likes you got.
And it looks so weird when it's like, Natalie and others liked this.
And you know what I fucking do when that happens?
Count them.
Click it. Whereas if you just left it, I wouldn't give it a second thought.
Do you actually?
I don't count
them. I've done it before.
But I do scroll through and I'm like, looks like about this many.
But every time, they've normally got quite a lot. So I'm like, why are you hiding
exactly.
it? Show those numbers.
Yeah. My God, people.
I think I'm quite used to, like, I don't really get a lot of likes on Instagram, but I have a good conversion rate.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I don't have that many followers,
yeah.
But the amount of them that like my posts is quite good.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So I think I've just never really cared. Also, like, if Instagram were going to do this, they should have started with that. Because now people are, like, actively choosing to hide them.
Yeah.
It's more cringy than if it already
They've made
like
it
that.
Worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the apps are worse.
Also, everyone just fucking get off Instagram. Like, it's such a dying platform. And I know I say that. I posted stories this morning, don't care. But I am aware it is a dying platform.
Oh, God.
Okay, what's your next one? Because I interjected with mine, yeah.
Oh, I'm really sorry because you're turning into this with pals.
Oh, my God, yeah.
When people make coffee their personality.
Yeah.
I actually couldn't care less. could not care less about what coffee you have, how you have it, what one you think is the best. I've been stuck in a conversation about Nespresso machines twice in the festive period. I don't.
Was that when I mentioned earlier that it was
okay? Three times. And my brother was like, "I've upgraded from a Tassimo to a Nespresso," and I was like, "I would literally rather have a wank with a bit of glass than hear you talk about your Nespresso machine." Why are we as adults so like proud to be addicted to something?
I know what I think it is.
Go on.
I think knowing coffee, knowing things about coffee, is a level of sophistication. Or people think it is. And so are therefore like, oh, this coffee machine, or like, I have it this way, or like, this place is the best for coffee, blah, blah, blah. It's the same with cuisine. When people are like, and I do it, when people are like, I've had this cuisine from this country before, I've actually had this authentic cuisine from this, I'm like, wow, I'm so cultured. And I think it's the same with coffee, being like, wow, I'm so sophisticated.
I would like the listeners to know that we're both currently drinking a coffee while I say this. Also, it's definitely on my part. I find it really interesting when people have an interest in stuff. So when people are particular with their coffee, I'm like, okay, cool, you actually understand it. I'm just like, which one's milky with sugar in it? I'll drink that. Can I have chocolate on it? Mocha, always.
Oh my God.
But absolutely. So I think a lot of it for me is that I just don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't like coffee that much.
So fair.
But like when I want to, I don't have an equivalent. Move on. Yeah.
Move on.
Down my coffee.
Okay. Such an obvious one. People who wear metalcore or pop punk t-shirts don't give a shit what the band is. It's embarrassing. Don't care. Literally don't care. Don't care if it's Tool. Don't care if it's All Time Low. Don't care. It's embarrassing. Stop wearing them. Buy them to support the band if you want to. Don't wear it in public.
Do you know what? Half agree.
Go on.
If a gross man was wearing one, I'd be like, cringe. But I would wear one to make it look good.
Yeah, you're right. You would make it look good. I just think, why is it your personality?
I think, I don't want to be too gendered, but there are men I know who don't think about their outfits whatsoever. They will just be like, black t-shirt, jeans. And then the black t-shirt could be any black t-shirt. It could have corn on it. It could have Slipknot. It could have Paramore. Like, it doesn't, they're not looking at it thinking, I'm going to think about this band today. It's just a t-shirt. Whereas people who are perceived as women, I always think, can I be bothered for someone to ask me about this I wear this t-shirt, which to be fair happens much less now. I will admit it doesn't really happen anymore.
That's good.
But it's still something that I think about, that I'm going to be perceived in a certain way because of the t-shirt that I'm wearing. Whereas I think a lot of men don't have to think about that.
Well, the reason I hate it is because, well, that kind of alludes to your reasoning for men, is that they don't care. And I'm like, I want you to care about the way you look. Two, because I think you're really saying something, regardless of whether it's how much you like a band or you want to be like, by the way, guys, I like metal. And then, thirdly, I just don't think band t-shirts are nice. And I don't care if you're in a band and you think your t-shirts are nice, they're not. That's why I don't wear your band merch. And I personally think I've got quite a nice sense of style.
I will shout out the Malevolence band merch, because I do like
the jogger set.
I like the top that everyone wears.
I don't think I know it.
Charlotte has it.
Charlotte Kleber.
It's like a cropped vest top. And it just says Malev in like diamantes. It looks good.
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh,
I don't like diamantes.
Is it diamantes? You wouldn't wear it, but you'd like it, I think.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I like it.
You know what? Fair play, Malevolence. You've got nice merch.
Yeah, you're so fit.
The band.
I just really like Malevolence.
Oh, yeah, they are banging. I can't remember what they look like. Be real time!
Don't edit this. Just keep the silence. Do I look good?
Oh, maybe not.
What?
No, you do. The glare made it look like you were blinking, but when you zoom in...
Oh, I look stunning. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Is it my go?
Yeah.
I probably should have said this when you were talking about the Spotify Wrapped stuff, when people... about their statistics. Sorry to just talk about Spotify Wrapped, but this isn't that specific to that, but I'll just say it. When people think they are weird because they've got a really mixed up music taste. Yes. For example, they'll listen to like Paramore and Dua Lipa and they're like, oh my God, I'm so, like, my music taste is all over the place.
The range,
that's
it. Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, that, like, of course you have a mixed up music taste. Mm-hmm.
Also, they're not that fucking different.
Well, that was a bad example. But people will be like, oh my God, one minute I'm listening to Slipknot and the next minute I'm listening to Woody Guthrie. And I'm like, yeah, that's just called having a music taste.
Slipknot also a massive band. Yeah. If somebody was maybe like, oh, I listen to, oh my God, I'm trying to think, JD. Wait, what's their names? I actually...
JD Sports?
Dommy and JD Beck. And what then the was fuck? Also, yeah, exactly. And then was also like an obscure country artist. I'd be like, fair enough, range, actual range. But when all your ranges are like the biggest artists of different genres, the range isn't that rangy.
Like, I feel like somebody like James Acaster has a good range because he is one of those people who finds it really interesting listening to different genres. Mm. Whereas, yeah, I listen to... I was about to go into a David Brent monologue then. Yeah, I'll listen to folk and metal. But, like, I wouldn't be excited about a recommendation if you were like, oh, it's electronic. I'd be like, I'm not going to listen to this.
Yeah, oh my God, 100%.
Whereas somebody like, I don't know why I keep referencing him, but he's written a book about music. But he would, like, genuinely be excited about, like, any recommendation because he just loves music.
Yes, 100%.
Whereas I'm like, no.
And I get it. Like, I listen to genres outside of rock. But I still don't think my range of music, because it's now exclusively, it's three genres. It's hip-hop, pop, and rock, and that's it. I don't listen to country. I don't listen to folk. I don't really listen to indie. I don't listen to electronic, really. Like, maybe the odd artist, Kate Trinada, for example. But, like, they're the biggest of the electronic artists. You know, it's like just so nothing.
Yeah, that just reminded me when you said that you don't listen to indie. But the other day when we met someone, and you were like, so what music do you listen to? And he was like, oh, I love indie. Like, I love Catfish and the Bottlemen. And we were like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. But he had to specify. He was like, old Catfish and the Bottlemen. I was like, it all sounds the fucking same.
Yeah.
What was his name? James?
Don't know. Didn't ask. Didn't listen.
Oh, I did.
Didn't care.
Okay. My next one is men over the age of 23 with stretchers.
So specific.
Grow the fuck up, please. Also, your ears stink. Doesn't matter how many times you clean it, it stinks. Every man I see with stretches, I'm like, ugh, stay away.
I disagree, actually. Oh, not disagree because it's a nick for you, but I don't mind one. I wouldn't want to put my tongue anywhere near it.
Oh my good God, no.
But I don't mind. I quite like how they look.
Yeah, fair. Okay, love that for you.
Stink, though.
This is proof of our different tastes, isn't it?
Men? Well, also, I know I sound like a gran, but looks-wise, I really don't have a type. I thought I did, but...
I think you have a broad type, which is just, like, not broad. Large. Yeah, broad men. Broad, pretty manly-looking men.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't go for a feminine face.
No.
I go for feminine faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, and big noses.
I just like broad tattoos, facial hair.
Yeah, see, I don't like tattoos.
What?
I know. If I see a man with a tattoo, I'm like, stay
away from
me.
Well, that does actually bring me on to my next ick, which is men with shit tattoos.
Oh my God, yeah.
And that's actually not, I don't mean to be nasty with that, because I do think that art is subjective. Mm. And I actually quite like seeing tattoos that I hate, because then I'm like, oh, that's really cool that they love what they've got.
Yeah.
And some people wouldn't like mine, and that's really cool.
Aww.
But it's more just like, when they see that you've got tattoos and then talk to you about their tattoos, and they're like, shit.
Yeah.
And I find it really awkward.
And they always act like they know better than you because they've got whatever tattoo style they've got. I'm not gonna...
Well, I never... people with trad tattoos, which is what I have... don't really acknowledge that they've got tattoos. They're
no.
Like, oh, look at us with our tattoos.
Yeah, it's
whereas
so true.
People with, let's be honest, photorealistic lines do often acknowledge theirs.
Yeah.
Or, I'm like, I mean, again, I really don't want to be a dick because I do think it's your own body and it's good to own it, but just, we're not the same. Like, we've got them. I've definitely got my
tribal
tattoos.
As well.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm not being mean.
Some tribe was cool, but I just... it's not even the tattoos themselves. It's just the certain breed of person that thinks I want a conversation with them because we both have tattoos.
So true.
I rarely want to talk to strangers in public.
Oh my God,
if ever.
No one ever talks to me about tattoos, though.
They might in the summer.
I think it's because they don't know if I speak English or not.
Do Fuck's sake. Yeah, I mean, that's a win for you.
Okay, my next one. I think we have a particular person who you know. Is men who take the piss out of either chewy girls or, like, basic, in inverted commas, girls in their, like, Instagram captions. So it'll be like, oh, night out with the huns. Or like, oh, and then their friends will comment being like, oh, legs on you, hun, oh my god, and like try and be really sarcastic and like stereotypical with it. And I'm like, that, just say you're a misogynist.
And move
just
on.
Just say you don't like women who like ordinary things.
And also,
I'll show you some of them.
There is no harm in talking like that or conversing like that, being exactly. Like, oh, legs on you. It's just kindness. That's
why
just really
fucking
nice.
Care so much as well? Why does it annoy you so much to the point you're going to take the piss out of it?
Yeah.
Just move the fuck on.
I would love to get away with speaking like that.
Oh, so
that just
boring.
Means you're not funny. If you have to,
so true.
If you have to isolate a certain group, you're not funny.
Yeah. Oh.
Spot unless you do it by yourself, I can take the piss out of women. That's fine. Punch on the same level or up.
Yes.
Not down.
Yes. So yeah, hate that.
What's just yours? It's just boring though, isn't it?
It's so boring. I just mean
when people have mayo around their mouth or in their teeth.
Very, very specific.
I just think ketchup, fine. I don't know what it is, because like if you eat a pasta meal or something, get food around your mouth, but something specifically about mayo being anywhere on someone's face apart from in their mouth, no.
Do you think it's the white substance, the white liquidy substance that puts you off?
I think it's the fact that I know there's egg in it.
Oh. Wait, would you say the same about carbonara sauce?
No, and there's egg in that. Oh. It's specifically mayo, and like
maybe it's like the fattiness, the gloopiness.
So this, I've always found this icky, and it started years ago when I'm actually gonna make me feel sick. You know when people have chips in a pub, and then some people will have ketchup and some people have mayo, and then some freaks mix them both. Uh-huh. Like they'll either double dip or they'll mix the sauces. And this guy used to mix them with his chip. And then would get like sauce around his mouth, and it just made me feel sick. So I felt like I needed to include it in this list because no.
Oh my good God.
Yeah.
Oh, wretch. Disgusting. Yeah, fair one.
So there's a little fun one for you.
That's actually so fair. Similar to what we've said before, but people who post their like mock festival lineup that's curated by their Spotify playlist,
saying that they'd buy a ticket.
Yeah, like banging lineup, I'd go, yes, because it's your Spotify music. Obviously, you'd go, you chose to listen to this.
Imagine if, like, if someone shared it and was like, wouldn't go to this. Like, it's so obvious that you would go to it.
I know.
Like the artists you've listened to most in your life.
Yeah.
Are all at one festival.
Oh my god, exactly.
Your hair looks incredible today.
Does it?
But yeah, I keep looking at it.
Oh my god, thank you. I didn't think it looked good.
It looks
good.
Really like voluminous and shiny.
Oh, appreciate that so much. Ooh. Day two of my hair.
Yeah, it's quite early for you.
Yeah.
Guess who this is about? When men dye their hair blonde and don't use toner. I just think toner is a really popular, people know about it.
Mm.
If you're striving for yellow, dye your hair yellow.
Yes.
There is yellow hair dye that you can buy.
Yeah.
But if you're striving for blonde, buy toner.
Yeah.
Even if you're naturally blonde, some people still tone their hair. It's not hard.
Do your research.
I know it's a really shallow one, and I'm sorry, but it just drives me crazy.
I agree. Sometimes I just want to fucking go to Slam Dunk, bring some purple shampoo and just slather it over these men's heads.
We should just go to Slam Dunk with a tote bag full of deodorant, purple shampoo, books about consent, how to read people's ID.
Books about not being a paedophile.
Yeah.
Because apparently people need to be educated on that.
Yeah, apparently that's a tough one to learn that. What else would we need in there?
Insoles, because everybody wears Vans and they're not good for your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to protect people.
Aw.
Well, I just can't be arsed. Oh my god, sun cream!
Ugh. Vape pens so people stop fucking asking everyone for ciggies.
Oh my god, yes. Defo.
I think that might be it. I could have used some height. I would have wanted to be a bit taller at a slam dunk.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to think how we would go about stilts. Pogo stick. Because then we can also get in the circle pit as well.
Oh, that'd be quite sick.
I know, right? When I was like 6 years old, I was obsessed with Crash Bandicoot, specifically Coco.
Yeah, and she was sick.
Yeah, she was. And I asked my mum for a pogo stick because I wanted to be like Coco Bandicoot.
Oh, I went as Coco to a 90s party.
No way. Love that. Anyway, is it my turn?
Yes.
So we've spoken about this already in the past. People who are like, I was bullied in school for being emo, but now it's a cool trend. No, it's not. It's still not a cool trend. People don't want to be emo. Sorry. Get over yourself. It's not a cool trend. People will still be bullied for being emo.
It's quite interesting, though, isn't it? How people will say they were bullied for it and then still gatekeep it almost. Like, I was emo first. Yeah. And I think it's because people who have been bullied for it, or people who might have been unpopular or uncool or whatever the word is at school, feel like that's their community, is emo. Mm,
yeah,
and their identity
before,
and their community.
Yeah.
So I feel like people feel like it's a huge part of who they are.
Yeah.
And like, it still is. Just because other people are enjoying parts of the subculture.
Defo.
You still got bullied at school for it. That's no one's taken that away from you.
It's also like, look at Gen Z fashion now. Is it remotely emo? Not really.
No.
Are these puffer coats emo?
And
no.
And these low-rise cargo pants?
No. Exactly. Look at Bieber Doobie. Does she dress like an emo? No. Yeah, she wears eyeliner, but most people do.
God, the fashion at the moment is really interesting, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
It's not very flattering, and I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
People are just like, I don't need to be sexy.
Yes.
Absolutely love that. Yeah, that is... people need to, in general, get a grip.
Oh my god, yeah.
About emo and metalcore and like, I don't know.
It's just, as somebody who was so into that, still am, not gonna lie, with a bit more perspective, still not a huge amount of perspective, but with a bit more, I'm just like, it's not worth gatekeeping. Like, it's an embarrassing thing to gatekeep, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think this leads me on to my next ick, which is about when people are snobby about festival lineups / gigs / metal crowds.
Oh my god, yeah.
So when people... metal might be a bit too much of a specific term. It might just be like alternative in general.
Yeah.
But when people who go to a lot of metal or punk or pop punk gigs think that they're the only type of fans who go to gigs regularly.
Yeah.
Just because you like metal music doesn't mean that people who like pop music go to fewer gigs.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
my God, so true.
You don't know how to be in a crowd better because people mosh. People mosh. I've been to indie gigs where people fucking mosh.
Oh, my God, 100%.
Like,
hip-hop people mosh, rap people mosh. It's not exclusive to alternative music.
Like, people just think that there's a better community spirit at metal gigs. And, like, yeah, don't get me wrong, there's some I've been to, it's nice. But most gigs I've been to have had that kind of, we're all in a good play. You know, like, when people fight at Paramore gigs and Hayley's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Fighting at a gig? Like, you're all pathetic. I feel like that's most gigs I've been to. Like, there's a few where people are pushy or they don't get it or whatever, but... So that's my first one. And then what I meant about festival lineups is when, because it's not a genre you like, people are like, oh, this is shit. I'm like, it's just pop or it's just indie.
Yeah.
Of course you're not going to like it. Mm-hmm. Why?
It's not fucking for you.
No.
So just don't go.
It's still going to make thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
It will be fine.
Exactly.
Your little tweet about it.
Exactly.
Just being critical online for no reason.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a pushover and I'm like, well, don't be mean online, because there's times where it's absolutely crucial to be mean online. Mm. Not crucial, but you know. Bull Barrow. But I just think you're not cool or better than me because you wouldn't go to Reading Festival.
Yeah. And these are the same people who are like, oh, the range of my festival. Yeah, you're still slagging off Indian pop music.
Yeah. I thought you said Indian pop music. I was like, and they're racist.
I had that one as well.
Ooh, how did you word it?
People who think metal crowds are better than others, lol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lol.
Just get a fucking grip. Can I move on to my next one?
Yeah.
People who use the cry laughing emoji.
I use that occasionally.
In a serious matter?
Very occasionally. But I text, and I actually agree with you that it's an ick. So I'm a bit of a chameleon when I text.
Oh.
So I can sometimes change my text style based on who I'm texting.
Mm.
So like, if I text you, I know I can abbreviate because you'll understand what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm normally on my laptop, so it's actually quicker. But if I'm on my phone, then I type more properly because it's quicker to type properly when I'm on my phone. Like, my mum won't understand if I abbreviate or something. Mm-hmm. Whereas you will text your, like, family group chat how you text me. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
I'm like, like.
So I'm quite adaptive. So if people use that, then I'll use it back to them.
Oh, that's interesting, because if people use that, it puts me off using it even more, because I know that people can be chameleons. So I'm like, right, I'm not going to use it so that they also don't use it. Mm. I mean, it doesn't work, obviously, but
I think if people, so when I was on Hinge when I was single,
yeah,
which I'm not anymore. Woo-hoo. Soft launch. If people use that, I'd be like, absolutely not. No.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I think it does the same thing to me that an exclamation used to do to me, exclamation mark, where people would kind of punctuate their own sentence with a, you should find this funny because I've put this emoji here. I don't know why. And also it's just, it's quite laddie.
Yeah, that's why I hate it.
It's a laddie emoji.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's like, ha ha ha, bants, cry laughing emoji.
But then I use it with Holly, because I think with Holly, my brother, Josh, it I do mean like, I'm actually laughing, but I can't be bothered to type out ha 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 ha. Whereas with you, normally my assumption is if we've put something in capital letters, I'm actually laughing.
Or I think an extended ha 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 ha.
A really long one, or an LMAO. And then I'm actually laughing. Otherwise, it's a.
And that's a LMAO.
Yeah.
Lol is. Straight face. Oh, what's yours?
I don't know how you'll feel about this one.
Oh.
When men say they like strong women, why? Why does she have to be strong? And what is your perception of strong? Is it somebody who is tolerant to being treated awfully? Is that why you like strong women? I just find it's always icky men that say it. So maybe it's just my experience. But it's always people who, I don't know, like, you know that learned incompetence?
Yes.
When people are deliberately shitty so that they don't get asked to do stuff.
Yes.
It's always been people like that in my life who say they like strong women.
Mm.
And I'm a self-proclaimed strong woman. But if somebody told me they liked me because I was a strong woman, I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just think,
because it implies that the reason they like you is because they don't have to do anything. They don't
and
have
it
to
implies
try.
That their perception of women isn't strong. Like, the default is weakness or meek and mild. And so they have to, like, specify that they perceive this certain type of woman to be strong.
Yeah.
When you don't really know anything about every, like, you know, I don't know. Like, just because someone's feminine or petite or, it doesn't mean they're not strong.
Yeah. Wow. I've never known anyone to say that they like strong women in particular.
It's just always been a red flag to me when people say it, because it's like them being like, I'm different. I like dominant women. I like strong women. And it's like, no, all you're doing there is admitting that you don't think by default women are strong or dominant. You're saying that it's a type.
That's so damn true.
Really, it has always irritated me.
And people
often say it to me thinking that it's a way that you can flirt with me. And I'm like, you've just made me realise what type of man you are.
Oh,
so no.
That's so gross.
I know.
Oh my God.
So maybe that's just me. I'd be keen to hear what other people think about this.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay, your turn.
I just got pod. On the topic of emojis still, is the people who use the star emoji meme still. So they're like, blah, 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 star emoji, word, star emoji.
Some people that I really like do this.
Oh my God, get over it. Not you, they.
Green flag people.
I just
think, so I can't see it as an ick, but you're right, it's done.
There are two reasons it's done, like you said.
It is done.
The trend is over.
And we're perpetuating the stereotype that millennials aren't cool by still using it.
Yes.
We need to know. They need to know that it's not a thing anymore. And we're now being our mums. We're going to be saying trendy next.
Oh my God, so true. And it's not accessible.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Emojis should go at the end, not in the middle of a tweet.
But it's like that thing you retweeted earlier about using like the clap in between. Not only is it inaccessible, it's also really appropriating Black culture.
Yeah.
So, and I see like fucking white feminists. I know I am a white feminist, but I mean that in a derogatory manner, who go on about like queer rights, which is obviously amazing, but then ignore any issue about race.
Yes.
And anything about like appropriation or Black culture or racism, but we'll talk for hours about queer identity, which, as I've acknowledged, very important. We're not done there at all. But don't say you're an intersectional feminist if you're then going to be like, I'm going to put claps in my tweet.
Oh my God, so true. I was going to say, did you see that video of Rihanna talking about her new line of like, I think it must be like Fenty underwear, and she's like, have you seen it?
No.
Oh my God, she's like, yeah, like I've made this to fit everybody of any sizes, of any genders, men, women, you know, trans, non-binary people of all gender appropriations. She's just trying shit. But she's trying so hard to be inclusive and not get cancelled, and it's really funny.
You just don't need to specify any, if you're saying all or any gender, you don't need to specify which ones come under that.
It's so easy, just say all genders.
All types of bodies. Done. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm really sorry that these feel like they're all about men. I do like some men. Men who get emotional about football.
Yeah, such an ick.
Because...
but don't care about other things in life.
Well, exactly. I feel like emotional is a word reserved for women. When any expression of emotion is you being emotional. Mm-hmm. When you're angry because Ronaldo missed a goal, you're sad.
Yeah.
You're very upset about that, aren't you, Mr. Man?
Mm-hmm.
But if someone said, why are you upset? That'd probably make him angry.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, I find it really scary how angry certain men can get about football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good to support something, I guess. But why don't you try supporting some social causes rather than a ball?
Agree.
Boring.
And then also, don't be hypocritical. Don't be like, women are more emotional, blah, blah, blah. If you want to be emotional about football, be emotional
about
football.
It's fine to be emotional.
But say that men are emotional too.
Yeah.
Because you're proving that they are. Ugh. Hate.
Imagine
being a man.
Just imagine being upset about a ball.
Oh my God, I know.
There's wars going on and you're crying because your team put fewer balls in the goal than the other team did. Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh, it must be so hard.
What does that mean for my country?
Oh, Messi! Imagine like misogynists listening to this. They'd get so angry. They don't understand the politics of football. I don't.
What's that rule in football?
Offside.
Offside. Do they know what the offside rule is? No, but I also don't
care. Do you know what? I do. And do you know how I learned it? A shopping analogy.
Oh my God.
Someone explained it with an analogy.
Does it have to do with like t-shirts?
No, it was about how you queue.
Oh.
And where, like, who you stand behind in the queue when you're buying some shoes. And that little girly analogy made me understand it.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Don't ask me to explain it though, because it's probably wrong.
I can't be asked to understand. I just also don't care. Don't care.
You're okay.
Oh, where do I even go next? Okay, people on TikTok who do those hit and miss with all the different songs. So like Bring Me to Life by Evanescence will play, and then they'll like decide whether it's a hit or a miss. And they like dance. And
the worst one is Flop or Bop.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Flop or Bop. Yeah.
Oh, and they're always wrong.
Always.
There was one that I watched and it was like the Disney songs, Flop or Bop.
Oh, that's a quite good one actually.
But also, I don't know whether you've got this on your list, similar vein, people who do the TikTok videos like Try Not to Sing.
Oh, I don't have that on my list, but agree.
Just sit there in silence, you idiot.
We literally are doing this right now.
They like look like they're physically in pain to not sing the words to...
Yeah.
Call me what you want.
Yeah.
Give me what I want, even. Just like random old pop punk songs, and then they're like, oh my God, so hard. I'm like... No, you could just sit there, not react.
And the same way with Try Not to Dance. Just lie on the floor. Easy, just don't.
Just lie on the floor and think of death.
Yeah.
Stomp. Maybe I'm just really judgy, but I just think...
I just think there's more difficult things in the world than trying not to sing a song.
I mean, go to war. And then tell me you can't sing Kids in Glass Houses.
Your turn.
I don't even think you'll understand this.
Okay.
I've just written lad baby. Do you know what
you
this
said
is?
This to me earlier and I went along with it, but I actually had no idea what you meant.
So, I mean, just think about those words, lad baby, before I explain what it is. It's this, like, family who released a song a couple of years ago about a sausage roll at Christmas. I think it was We Built the City on sausage rolls, something like that. And it's his family, and they, that's all they do. They just say sausage roll over a famous, already written and produced and released song that's well known. And then they're like, sausage roll over the top, and then release it. And they do, to be fair, donate the proceeds to charity. Nice. But why do you need to put sausage roll in a song? And then they've, I don't know, it's just like the cringest, most Facebook mum.
I was going to say, why do people
excuse the misogyny?
Find it funny?
It's not funny. It's funnier, like, it's less funny than my arsehole. Like, all they're doing is saying sausage roll. I mean, there might be more to it. I might have missed the nuance of this fucking Greggs-based family, but it's so cringy and ick-worthy. And anyone who... Okay, I'm calm, but I just hate it so much.
I've never seen it, and I'm glad, because
I'm gonna send. You know, I was about to make a Harry Potter reference then. You know, when the owl like floods the house with letters.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna do that to you with lad
but
baby.
With the, oh my god, I'm gonna ignore them all. I hope you know that. I'll watch them obviously, but I'm not gonna react.
Fine.
Unless I find it funny.
You won't.
Maybe I'll be. Oh, okay.
You won't.
Okay. Okay. My next one is people who use Twitter memes and try and claim it as their own joke in everyday conversation. So one example that I always, every year when people don't wear sun cream and people are trying to complain about the people who don't wear sun cream, and then they're always like, you're not harder than the sun, put sun cream on. People who use that in like everyday conversation. And then the people around them who aren't really on Twitter are like, ha 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 ha, so funny. And I'm like, I literally saw that joke a month ago.
I do this.
Do you actually?
Well... I heard this phrase on... I sound like a granny. I heard this phrase on the TikTok where people say the bar is in hell. You know, you're like, oh, the bar is so low.
Oh,
a new thing
that,
like, people
that,
comment
yeah.
on stuff is like, the bar is literally in hell.
That's...
And I keep saying that.
That's different because that's more of a phrase.
Oh, rather than,
like
it's part the
of
whole
like,
joke.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas people literally will steal someone else's joke and then be like, ha ha.
It's the same as when people tweet things like... I saw this TikTok that said this, and you're like, you're just what, audio describing the TikTok.
Can't stop thinking about this funny tweet that I saw a year ago and that I'm trying to claim as my own.
I heard someone on TikTok say this, 800 likes. What? I might do one and see if I get that same reaction.
Oh my god, someone sent... Oh my god, you sent me one. Let me read it out, the one that you sent me. And you were like, this is the most boring tweet.
Oh, the one that was like, I'll either reply to your text in 5 minutes, 40 minutes or a day. What are the other options?
Such a boring tweet, as you said.
I know there's lots of other options, but you're not going to go, I'll either reply to your text in 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. You're not going to list all the times, are you?
No, exactly. Also, just reply when you reply. No one cares.
No one gives a single shit.
Lol. I tweeted this in my close friends, lol. Gutted if you're not in my close friends. The people who shared their Instagrams when everyone thought Twitter was going down. Now that Twitter's dying, follow me on Instagram. Oh my god, Instagram is also dying. If anyone's going to die first... Instagram or Twitter. I guarantee Instagram's going to go first. Trust me.
Yeah.
As someone working in social media, Instagram is going to be the first to die.
And there'll
Stop
be
worrying.
A new one soon.
Probably.
I reckon, here's my prediction. Mm-hmm. It'll be something like 10-second podcasts. Something like that, that you scroll through. And it's a bit like Twitter, but it's all like video or sound. And
is that not TikTok?
No, because it's only 10 seconds.
But that's what TikTok used to be, right? It used
well,
to be 15 seconds.
How often do you watch one that's over a minute?
Yeah, fair one. But I think because TikTok used to be that platform, that if let's say this platform does come to the surface and is like, oh my god, everyone's on this, it will do what TikTok did, which is extend the
eventually,
amount of time. Yeah,
eventually.
But I think a non-video-based platform, like pod-based, is an interesting theory.
Delicious water.
Your turn.
People who say, like, supremacy after someone's name. So I always see people fucking rimming Milky from Orgasm, being like, Milky supremacy. I'm like, she's just some
person in a band.
She's a nepo baby.
She's just a little nepo baby. And she's not some, I don't know. I just find just it really arse-licky.
Yeah.
I think it's hugely. More just like arse-licking people on Instagram who you don't know is what I hate. Like, I don't know. It's nice to be nice, but it's fucking grim to be fake.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you don't need to be so sycophantic with your support on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can just be like, I like this picture.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be like, oh my goodness, like, piss in my mouth. No.
And you know what? I think the people who this supremacy is for, they love it. They fucking love it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Maybe I'm just being mean. I have a very sensitive cringe radar. Even the phrase cringe radar just set it off. So I just, I'll cringe easily.
Oh, foul. I cringe easily.
Like a surface. Is that you doing your Tasha Bedingfield?
I bruise easily.
Like a, so be gentle.
Yeah.
Like a surface. Like a surface. Bruised for the very first time. Oh, God.
My next one is, I've got three more.
Okay, I think I've got two more.
Okay, people who say that, you know what, I'm going to reword this. People who say that things on the internet from, let's say, like 15 years ago are like vintage and no one else will remember except them, i.e. like the early days of YouTube or like E-bombs world.
MySpace.
I'm like, oh my God, like you're not that special because you're a bit older and everyone's heard of MySpace. YouTube is still a thing. Why do you get a kick out of like knowing more things than somebody, or thinking you know more things than somebody else, or admitting that you're fucking old? why is that something you're boasting about?
I think it's your own personal nostalgia and trying to keep it as personal to you as possible.
Oh, you think?
Rather than, I don't know, I'm trying to excuse these people. I don't know why. just go on living your pathetic lives and I'll stop making excuses.
I get fucking embarrassed about the fact that I was like so into MySpace and like coded my own page. And same with Bebo, like giving the love and like whatever fucking else. I deleted those accounts. I deleted all the... I cringed at myself.
I wonder whether there's a... you know how... like those boomers are like, oh, back in my day, the times were better because we did this.
Yeah.
I wonder whether there's an element of that in it where people our age long for that simplicity, whatever, back because everything's a bit fucked now. But I think it's always been a bit fucked.
It has always been fucked. We're just more aware of the fuckedness because of the internet. That's all.
Oh, I'd have such an awkward conversation over Christmas about why my knowledge of the world was better than my parents because I read from multiple information sources rather than the Daily fucking Mail. Oh,
my God, yeah.
I know.
It's like my uncle who lives in Spain and was like, I read news from like these Chinese websites, blah, 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 who don't need to lie and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I know. And he's like, have you heard of, it's not censorship. What? Well, basically, I was trying to argue about why China's censorship was bad.
Mm.
And he was like, you know, they're doing that in the UK as well. And I was like, why? And who's that journalist that, what's it called? Where you like share, that you share information like anonymously to like make someone.
Whistleblower?
Yes. The journalist Edward Snowden.
Oh, I think so.
And he was like, have you heard of Edward Snowden? I was like, yes, because I did a fucking journalism degree. But also, you can Google Edward Snowden in Western internet and read about it. Can you Google Tiananmen Square on China's Google and find info? No.
Because, and also, there's a much wider known level of censorship by the Chinese government. Like, obviously, we've got elements of it because we've got private media, but owned by fucking Rupert Murdoch.
Ugh.
But it's not, it's more of like a, oh God, you know what? I don't even fucking know. Ugh. After I watched that Harry and Meghan documentary, you know, all the stuff about like how the press works. This is so not an ick.
Just getting into a really deep convo about the state of journalism in 2022.
You know, when you know something and then you hear someone else say it in a better way than your brain can process it. I felt like I learned a lot about the press and the media from
oh my God,
the Harry and Meghan documentary. Even though I knew it, I was like, Oh, that makes so much more sense how they've described it.
Defo. 100%. Evil.
Okay, next ick. Men who play FIFA. End of. Not explaining. It's an ick.
Fair one.
I just, like, there's so many... I am explaining. There's so many... There are so many good games that you can play.
Yeah.
And even, like, FPSs are better than FIFA. Yeah. Like, which are also a little bit of a nick, let's be honest. If the only games you play are COD and FIFA.
Oh.
But I just think... Go outside and breathe air and play football.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't... You can't, like, actually nick cars and shoot people and do what you can do on GTA. And you can't shoot, like... Ugh, everything I'm saying is shoot people. You can't be...
A bandicoot
or a robot or Ratchet and Clank or whatever. Yeah,
or an Italian man trying to save a princess from a dragon in a castle.
You can play football.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
I
not
agree.
At a Premier League level, but you can play football.
Yeah.
So stop sitting in your wanky filled bedroom with cum socks everywhere and go, and like, I am a gamer. I'm not shaming gamers. I'm shaming FIFA gamers.
Oh my God.
Get out and play.
Get out.
Unless you can't for any reason. Sorry.
Love that. Agreed. Oh, this is not even an ick. This is just... When I was making this list, I got really ranty. And I was like, getting pissed off.
I've got angrier at the end of mine.
People who patronise the 9-to-5 because they think that people in corporate office jobs have given into capitalism. And it's like, I just like stability. I like my really decent paycheck. I like being able to save to go travelling or buy nice cameras or buy nice clothes or get my hair done and go to the gym and go climbing or whatever.
And have a weekend.
Exactly. I like having money. Okay? Yeah. Doesn't make me any less robotic or whatever else, less creative, anything. Just makes me a gold digger.
I always see tweets like, oh, us goth girlies with our office jobs. And I'm like, why can't I go to Download and also have a good job?
I can fucking afford to go to Download when I have a good job.
Yeah. You know? I'm not saying that, obviously, the only good jobs are corporate jobs.
Oh,
but
definitely not.
I feel like, especially with women, there's like, oh, look at me with my corporate girly job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm actually really fucking good at my job. Mm-hmm. I'm very business-minded. And then just because... I'll have a tattoo and go and watch Turnstile. They're like, oh, look at you with your business girly job.
I know.
What?
I like my walk to work. I like seeing the same people every day. They're nice people. I like getting my jacket potato at lunch because it's the highlight of my day. I like these small, safe things.
I like that I work 5 days a week and then have a weekend.
Two days off, fantastic.
I know they're like... Oh, the 9-to-5 doesn't fit the brain. It fits mine perfectly.
Oh my God, sick. I like sitting all day. I like sitting, okay?
I start at 8 and finish at 4 sometimes. Yeah. Even bloody better.
As soon as it's 5:30, well, for me, 5:30, can clock off. Can clock the fuck off. Don't need to think about work.
Don't think about it again till the next morning.
Exactly.
Sometimes I go to the gym before work. Bloody lovely.
Oh my God, absolutely. The routine. Love it.
Capitalist girlies.
Hashtag girl boss.
No, it is patronising though when people, oh, I don't know, like, I was like, oh my God, you work in marketing and you're a manager. Yeah, is that, what?
Yeah.
I'm 27.
Yeah, of course I'm a fucking manager.
A senior.
Manager, may I add?
I'm going to be a director next year. John, if you're fucking listening, make me a fucking director.
That's one of my goals as well, to be a director next year.
Should be director girl bossies. Director girlies having our brunch.
Just to girl directors.
Oh, I'm gonna wear pink suit.
I'm not, because I hate suits.
You've got a pink blazer.
Yeah, blazer. With casual bottoms.
Oh, I might buy, actually, I need your opinion on the suit that I might buy. I think you won't think it will suit me because it's not fitted.
You suit baggy.
It's quite a Natalie suit.
Okay, show
but
me.
But I think I want it for like casual, like,
oh,
not
like
casual, like dinners,
dinners
and like client
fancy
meetings.
Okay, yeah. Like a fancier outfit.
Yes.
Yeah. Understood.
I don't think I have any more. Oh, I have one more ick.
Oh, yeah.
Men who, okay, you know when someone says like, what's your type?
Oh, yeah.
I would say funny, sense of humility, ambitious, kind to animals.
Yes.
Tattoos, I would probably say that. Only one of them was shallow, right?
Yeah.
When men are like, blondes, what? So just a massive fucking cunt, but she's
okay,
got blonde
Hitler,
hair.
You know? Okay.
I just find it really weird when just people answer that question by saying a hair colour.
I know.
And they're really... People who like brunettes are really strict on it.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah.
Someone once rejected me because I was blonde and they liked brunettes.
What the fuck? I was fit. Oh my God. I've been catching up on Made in Chelsea. You know Miles?
Yes, hate.
Hate him. And he's always like, my type, my type, my type. And he's always like, oh yeah, petite, brunettes, tattooed. And I'm like, ugh, don't be gross. No wonder why all the women hate you. I mean, they love him at first and then they hate him, but no wonder why they all hate you. When people ask me what my type is, I'm like, honestly, just a nice person.
Yeah.
I don't say many more things. Yeah, I don't say much more than that. I'm just like, just a nice person.
Mm. I mean, obviously, being physically attracted to somebody is important. Yeah. But I don't give a fuck if they've got brown hair or blonde hair. I do prefer a brunette, actually.
Oh, do you?
No, I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I'm only saying that because Josh has got brown hair, I think.
Oh, fair. I really don't care what hair colour, what skin colour. I care about height somewhat, but only because I have body issues myself. So I'm like, someone can't be smaller
because
they're all...
That's misogyny, though, because they're making women feel like we have to be the small ones.
Oh, so
it's not about
true.
Men being bigger. It's about women not taking up space.
Oh,
so we think that we need to be small and smaller than the people that we're with.
That's
bollocks.
So oh my God, so true.
I know. And then we're gaslit into thinking we've got body issues.
Oh.
When we don't, society has an issue with our bodies.
Oh my God. It's fucking stupid.
I'm furious with being worried about not fitting into my boyfriend's clothes.
Oh.
Bollocks.
I actually hate life so much. To get deep.
It's so stressful, isn't it? Honestly, I was watching this TikTok the other day, and to summarise and paraphrase, it basically was like, the world's always going to hate women, so you might as well just get over it and move on. And I was like,
oh my God.
Why?
Yeah, and then also, nah, at that point, but I can't be asked to explain, because this is not what the episode is about.
What's your biggest ick with life?
With life, generally? Probably men. I know that's a really obvious one, but... I just go outside and it's men that I fear.
Yeah.
It's men that I look at and I'm like, ugh. It's men that bother me. It's men that make the world go round.
Not all men.
Don't be Rob. Lol. Nah, Rob will never listen to this.
Who should we, I reckon we should, tell everyone that Jack Bottomley is a nice manly.
This episode is dedicated to Jack Bottomley, who is the most unicky person in the entire fucking world. Like, I truly think that.
Before we recorded this, we were saying that if Jack Bottomley exists, why can't other men be like Jack Bottomley?
Honestly, it's not fucking hard. Jack Bottomley does it. Everyone just look at Jack Bottomley and think, that's what I want to be.
And think... How can I do better? I'm going to see what Jack's doing. Or Livy. Yeah, why don't you look up to some women as well?
Oh my God.
While you're at it.
So true. So damn true. And also, Jack Bottomley is one of the few men who can get away with wearing a band t-shirt, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
Mm.
Who else can wear a band t-shirt? No, we'll go on further.
Okay.
Who else do we like? End of podcast, no one else. Okay, if you agree with us or like us, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Just a Girl Pod. If you... Oh, I had another one. When men can't cook. That speaks for itself. You like cooking for people,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, so I don't see it as a huge... What I find icky is men who don't have a like varied taste in food. But
fussy
they,
men.
Yeah, fussy men. But if they... God, why didn't I just say that?
I just mansplained your own sentence to you there.
Well, I needed it, clearly.
Natalie, I think what you'll find you're looking for is fussy. Sauce.
No, I needed it. But don't care.
Sometimes
if they can't
the whiteness like overrides my sense of
yeah, white at heart.
Mm.
Anyway.
The end.